You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for American Idol. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues.
Hey, y'all, it's Kat Bayless here with After Buzz for American Idol Season 11, Episode 6. My God, we have got some fun people here today. I know y'all miss me so much, okay?
Totally.
Spicy
like
catnip. Oh, like catnip.
You're my catnip.
Oh, honey. Well, y'all miss me so much that y'all put a catwalk up here, which we'll be dancing on later. So y'all better stay tuned and watch us on www.afterbuzztv.com. Thank you very much. Now, we've got the gorgeous, spicy Maya.
Oh, yeah.
I've been marrying you for a month.
Do you think?
An hour.
You said you were going to marry me, JC.
Let's just have one big family. Come on, let's just get it on right here.
Big love,
big love.
This is American Idol.
Big love. This ain't
I forgot I'm not on Spartacus right here.
And then we've got JC Rubio over here, looking all sharp in his vest.
Showing me up.
Right? Uh-huh. And we've got the Mark Allen.
That's right.
With
very
one
serious.
L.
He looks like a male model.
And he definitely gave you the people.
Male model, singer. Last but not least, we have a special guest on tonight. Y'all, wait. Drum roll, please. J-Ra Gibson.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. The man himself.
Over there on the white couch. And Mr. J-Raw, am I saying it right?
Yes, J-Raw.
Okay, I'm from Mississippi. I say things wrong sometimes.
But it sounds
so cute when you say it.
Oh, it does. Made me want to sit back like this for a second. Hold on.
It's a love fest.
Can I come smoke with you over there?
That's a green-eyed bandit.
You're looking too comfortable.
Not too much.
What episode were you in? What episode?
I was on episode 3.
And you were in San Diego, right?
Where are you from?
I'm
from Long Beach, California. The east side, of course.
Can we get a close-up on these eyes?
They're like mesmerizing, no?
Boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, stop it.
No, he's going to play it off.
Stop.
Well, this one over here is all giddy because guess what? He got 3 yeses.
Oh, man. It was a blessing.
Yes.
It was a blessing.
Hey,
we are bowing.
Not during our show, but after our show, you can go YouTube his audition.
Definitely.
He has 95,000 hits.
I think it's at 98 now.
Don't forget his 3,000 extra ones. Okay, 98.
Well, let me see. I think I went on about 3 o'clock this afternoon, so you got 3,000 more. You know what I have to say to you?
What is that?
I hate you.
Oh, man. Don't hate. We love.
You're so cute. Dang it. I'm so glad you came today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate even being here on After Buzz. I mean, it's amazing. It's just amazing just being here with you guys.
So. Well, we love your energy. And hello, let's jump right into last week. We're going to do a recap.
Okay.
Yes. Tonight was Portland, but we're going to jump back to Houston, Texas, y'all.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Now, this is what gets me. Now, y'all correct me if I'm wrong.
We will.
Well, there are so many people. Yeah, I know you will, JC. But, I mean,
JC's ready.
Don't you feel like it's Houston, it's Galveston, Texas, there should be country people?
Yeah.
There was, like, 3 country people, and that was it, and there were some weirdos, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just felt like it wasn't representing Texas or, you know what I'm saying? But you got, I guess, people come from all parts because, there's only a certain amount of city.
Right. Yeah. I think it's people that get rejected from, let's say, like the day before was Aspen, and they said, well, then let me go to Houston.
Right.
Do they do that? Do you know that by chance?
Actually, you can't audition. So
really?
I don't see anybody going.
This is exclusive.
Yeah. It sounds all good. I'm like, yeah. Well, actually, no.
I totally thought people were driving after they got rejected to the next city over.
No, unfortunately, I mean, it wouldn't be fair. You know, how many times can you, you know, really audition for somebody to keep telling you no? Like,
well, we tell the truth to here because we know the inside scoop, and you did not tell us this, so you won't get in trouble. So, I mean, the reason we see these terrible people, like as in Kung Fung Hu, whatever.
His name is Vong Fu, and I tweeted. I was live tweeting the show, and I was like, Vong Fu, Vong No.
Yeah, Vong No.
Vong No.
Well, Vong No, y'all, I'm sorry. He did have a bit of a ego problem, but that's because that was like his fourth callback, right?
I don't know.
See,
just being coy.
We know.
I just know that, you know, everybody who was on the show really worked hard to get where they got.
Yeah.
No matter if they were good or if they weren't, you know, at the end of the day. So, mm-hmm. But what I can tell you, though, is, you know,
there's several steps before sweet. You get in front of Paul. I mean, I was going to say Paul.
I know.
Sorry, J-Lo, my favorite woman in the world. Before you get in front of Randy and Jennifer and Stephen, there's several steps before you do. Can you shake your head onto that?
His confidence was peaking.
What I will say is that people work very hard to get to where they got to get.
They do.
So I just know that you traveling from one place to another place, it's like, I know some people who travel from, you know, California to Texas because they missed the San Diego. Or they, right. You know, people who travel from, you know, wherever, Australia, you know, just to come here, just so that they can actually be a part of something.
With their entire family and their pets. Mm-hmm.
Pets and all
their kids.
And babies. Oh, it's crazy. Now, they won't even let the pets in.
I wanted to ask you something. So everyone works really hard. Have you been singing your whole life?
Yeah, I've been singing my whole life. My mom was the leading lady of Woman That Art Loose, Tyler Perry's Diary of a Mad Black Woman. She also did Color Purple off of Broadway. Oprah Winfrey's The Color Purple featuring American Idol's Fantasia. So
your mom
it's in your jeans.
Yeah, my mom is just amazing with it. She was.
We want your mama on here too.
Oh, we can get her on here too.
Have her call in.
J-Rock family.
Oh, if I called her right now, she'd be so excited. Oh my God!
Hey, mama.
But in your bio, it said you grew up like singing in her arms. Like she had you the entire time.
Yeah, what happened was she was signed to Motown in Holland, Georgia, Holland, a long time ago, very long time ago. Well, what happened was I actually have pictures of me, and I tried to get them for the show. Aww. Of me actually, you know those things that you put on your body? Like, I was in those,
like a Bajoran.
The backpack.
Yeah, the Bajoran thing.
And
right?
My legs are sticking out, and she's in the studio, like a multi-million-dollar studio, just like singing her heart out.
And how old were you?
Like, so you have no choice. You have no choice.
Knocked out.
No. Just soaking it in.
A baby. Like a real baby.
It's
not
in your
even
blood.
Like,
it's in your blood. Yeah, now, here's the thing, too. I learned this from a voice teacher of mine, y'all. This is very interesting. And I think I probably said this on another show, but I always said, well, how do these kids come out as like prodigies? How do they come out singing with like perfect pitch? And how do they pick up a guitar or drums or a piano? And he said, well, it also has to, you know, depend on, are they playing music? Is the mom and the dad playing music while the child is in the belly?
My belly.
And also singing, or what kind of music you play, or, you know, and your mom was probably singing, you know, I mean, it is in your genes too.
She
but
actually
like,
wrote a song for me. Before I came.
Oh, and that's so touching.
And the crazy part about it is I did the same thing for my daughter. So, like, it's like a generational thing that we do. I guess I didn't know, but I guess it's just what happened. So, it's like, it's been an amazing experience. Like, she calls me J or G. Like, that's what it is. So she wrote a song called J or G. You know what I mean? And that's so before cool. I came. It was amazing. Like, just the simple fact of, like, and I do believe that if you play music like to your baby or anything like that, like it really feeds the spirit. It's mm-hmm. more like musical is, if you really think about it, music is a universal language.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Like
yes,
everybody yes. could, you can go to China right now or Korea right now. They will sing Nicki Minaj to the fullest. But if you ask them, like, yeah, right. yo, do you want to go get a drink? They'll be like, huh? You know what I mean?
But they're saying.
Yeah, but they will sing every word to a Drake, Lil Wayne, and they will know every word they'll say with no accent.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
But if you literally have a conversation with them, you know, they won't be able to do it. So I definitely know that music is a universal language. So
Yeah.
Well spoken, Mr. Speaking of universal language, okay, back to Kung Fu.
Fun No,
whatever. He was a trip, and you know, of course, they have to show the bad people as mm-hmm. well on these auditions because it's not going to be a show unless they have bad people.
TV show.
But then we go on to Mississippi Girl. Now I have to talk about her because I'm from Mississippi. Holla. And. I think she's going to make it pretty far. She's got
who
that...
The Mississippi Girl. I'm sorry to interrupt.
The Mississippi Girl.
Was
she,
it Brandy Bates?
No, not her. I apologize for not knowing her name. But I'm she was at the my one. Tweets. She's the one that she's mud riding, and she hunts, and her family has the diner in Jackson, Mississippi, and it's going to be closing, you know, because of the economy. But then it's back up again.
Then you know her life story, just not her name.
Yeah,
not important.
Listen,
her dog died when she was three.
Right, yeah. She had nightmares as a child.
No names. We don't need names.
Socialist.
But she sang a country song by Miranda Lambert. And she was like dead on. She's dead on. And they don't have you right?
Yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah, Pistol Annies is actually Miranda Lambert's new group. So she sang a song from that. So she's somebody to look out for because she's different. And she doesn't give a shh, you know.
Now, a buzz.
The only person, I don't know. If we're talking about who we remember, I guess I have ADD. The only person I remember was Cortez.
Well, talk about Cortez for me, because I do remember him too.
No, because we've talked, there have been other music shows, and they cover Adele, and usually when you cover Adele, you're going to lose. You know, only Adele does Adele.
I mean, it was literally, I'm sorry for interrupting you, literally like...
That's what we do here.
Yeah.
3,000 people who sang Adele, like probably like, I'm talking about just in San Diego.
Because Adele is like the ish right now. Yeah. Like everybody has Adele in their disc player.
It's like
Adele.
But he changed it up. He didn't copy her. He brought his own little swag, his own little style.
Oh, I like that when you bring your own flavor.
Yeah. I think with Adele, you have to do that. Spicy, otherwise, right? you can't live up to her, you know, the expectations.
Well,
Adele.
He's hot, by the way, this guy, Cortez. I mean, he is so good looking. You could not say no to him. next, we'll see you in Hollywood. Mark, tell us who's next.
Yes, I love
my favorite of the night was Bailey Brown. She came when she was 16, so 5 years ago, and she made it to Hollywood Week, got all the way to the very final cup, I think, of Group Week, and they let her go because she forgot the words or whatnot. But she came back 5 years later, looking smoking at 21.
She's hot, got a grown woman on.
And she got a lot better, and I think she's gonna be definitely one to watch out for.
I always wonder, you know, like me personally, I'm the type of person who, you know, I'm not to take anything from anybody. I'm always the type of person to work hard at everything. So for when people come back once and twice and, you know, three times, there's so many different opportunities that you can get from just like being there.
You know what I mean?
It's such a great networking opportunity. It's just a great experience in general. And then the amount of camera time that you get and things like that, it's just like, I don't know how you can keep coming back and nothing, you know, but I'm glad to see that people have that drive and determination in order to just keep going. It takes a lot.
Story, like you know, because you were in the line. You did the
for like
process.
Hours,
yeah.
Right? That was like the longest wait
what
of your
it is
life.
Is what it is like, okay, since I was little, I've always been like doing performances and, you know, just really just trying to find out who I was as an artist. And it took a long time for me to figure out who I was as an artist. I actually auditioned for Making the Band and won. And when I won, I was 17. You have to be 18 with MTV. So they edited me out of all the tapes because I lied the whole way. Except for the commercials. I'm in the commercials. Like, Harf Pierre loved me. It was amazing. Like, the experience was out of this world, right? So when I won that, immediately after I did American Idol, and that was in 2002. And then when I did that... I didn't make it as far as I did this year, you know, at this time. And I was always just like, I'm never going to do American Idol again, da 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 da. I just didn't really – it wasn't the fact that – I just wasn't ready. I didn't know if I was ready or if I wasn't. I didn't know who I was. I linked up with this guy named John Ferguson and Jason Charles and John Patillo, the guy who's actually with me today. And they actually cultivated me as an artist for like about 4 years. Like I used to have literally – I used to wear like 36, 38 jeans, 3X t-shirts, fitted caps. Like I had like 4 earrings, tongue ring in my mouth. Like I was like a total mess.
Advice on
my
heels?
Now it looks like Abercrombie and Fitch.
Now I look like something that
now
walk
you got
off
your
of
music
like
soul child on.
Yeah.
Forever 21.
You're like a favorite of Music Soul Child.
Right? Oh yeah. That's actually, to keep it real with you, I actually studied Music Soul Child, Brian McKnight, Stevie Wonder, and a couple other people who, like, as far as writing The Dream, T-Pain, and a couple other people, James Fauntleroy, Stacey Barth, a lot of people that people don't really know, but they're magical musical influences in this music game that created all the hits that you love, mm-hmm. like the Underdogs, yeah. Tank, like wrote like 90% of the songs that you heard in the 90s. Like, you would never know that. And he's like a beast, like a personal friend of mine and a problem in the streets. Like, people are, he's really underrated. He's a real underrated artist, and he's amazing. Like,
a lot of people underrated.
Yeah.
You know? I really respect the fact that you went on American Idol, and you're going to be, well, we're going to see you pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I really do, because, first of all, because I've always thought, like, all right, I mean, anyone could do it and get up there, but no, they can't. Like, you know where it goes when you get further and further and further.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to sing every single thing they give you.
My
mean, and can you sing everything?
Oh, I mean, I can sing all genres. I mean, that's what that's part of.
You have to be able to sing every single genre if you're going to do the show, unless you're tanked.
Oh, for sure. They will tell you, like I remember standing in line, and they're just like, "Yo, if you make it to the or actually right after my Hollywood audition, they were just like, "Yo, I mean, a Hollywood audition,
San Diego
audition, they were just like, "Yo, you know, you have to be an all-around artist. You have to know everything." So right now I'm studying all the songs that I can in order to make sure that I'm great for Hollywood. I just really want to make sure that I'm going to be the next big thing. I want to be the next big thing that America sees.
So what's your most channeling like genre per se? Which one do you have the hardest time with, would you say?
Challenging?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
You know, it's kind of hard to do like country. You know, it's very,
hard. I can't do rap.
She can school you over here, though. Oh,
yeah, I can get a little couple lessons. I mean, we were supposed to come over here and cuddle, but I don't know what happened. Okay.
We haven't even started the show.
I know. Well, here's the thing, JC. We have a very special guest, and we've never actually had somebody.
No fight. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Is this for the catwalk already?
Look.
Warm it up.
Hold on. Oh, it didn't drop?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought I was at the club. Run that back.
Well, you know, we're going to keep on asking you questions, mister. So just, you know, stay over there. You look pretty. And
I'm going to sit back here. This is my white couch I get to chill out of.
Hold on. Guest couch. Guest couch
of honor. Well, anyway, I mean, we'll have to say that the Houston auditions weren't my favorite. They weren't. I think we got a few people out of there. Bailey Brown, Cortez. There's a girl named Linda who J-Lo hated, the guys loved. And then J-Lo loved all these other people, and the guys said no. It was a bunch of, like, controversy between the judges in Houston. But we don't care about Houston anymore because we're on to Portland, Oregon. It was so emotional.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was. Definitely was.
I mean, come on. Really?
Okay, they had some endearing stories.
Yeah, well, we only have an hour of show, but every story
Thank God.
Yeah, but no, but every artist was like a long story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, could it be too much?
Except for the ones that they didn't make fun of. They didn't give us like a huge background, emotional tale for anybody who they eliminated. Yeah. But the ones that they gave a little spill on and background, and we saw their mom like crying over them, those are the ones that like made it to the next round.
Could it ever be too much though? I mean, just like sob story after sob story after sob. It's like, it almost feels like Home Extreme Makeover. I'm like,
yes!
My favorite show.
I love that show.
It's so good.
We want to connect with that person and the family and everything. I mean, you know, we had the same thing on X Factor. You know, we all fell in love with that person, and I think that American Idol, that's their niche. They do that. They make you fall, and they make you feel like you know that person.
Right. It's becoming a little bit soap opera-ish, though. It's like telenovela going on with the emotional stories and everything. I understand what you're saying, JC.
Tonight, and I don't even cry. I don't even have tears.
Yeah, I was touched too. But there was some pretty good stories. So I'm happy that they gave us that background.
My nostril glands. My sinus glands.
Single tier.
Now, I don't even know. I think I got like maybe they did 10 stories. That was it. 45 went through. 45 people went through. We saw 10 stories. Wow. Okay. So, I think they could have done away with the boy that was, his last name was Weed. I mean, he could not even sing. There was nothing there except for like he said that. He was like knew how to like tell a joke with an earthquake.
Right,
with his
glasses.
He wasn't, because what American Idol usually looks for is the amazing singer,
which we have here,
or the train wreck. And he was neither of those, really.
Bad editing.
Idol.
They wanted to go to lunch early that day on the day that they edited. So Sam Gershman, that was another one. Sam, I felt like they could have done without.
No. I mean,
oh, she was bouncy.
What? Yeah. I liked her because she was like getting everybody. Like her boobs were like perky.
Yeah.
But that's all she. I think they brought her on for eye candy and boobage because she wasn't very good either.
Well, yeah.
She was outrageous.
But she kind of tricked me because her last name was Gershwin or Gershman or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Gershman.
And there is an Ira Gershman. You know what I mean? Ira Gershwin, that Broadway composer, writer. And I was like, oh yeah, I know why she's on here because her daddy famous, you know. But then it ended up like it wasn't even her, so it wasn't even him. But they did start off the night with a Britney Spears lookalike.
Yes,
her name is Britney Zyka or Zuka, and she's wait, no, I'm wrong.
No, I'm wrong. That was the hipster, the trickster, the hipster.
She was also Britney though.
There was two Britney. You're thinking of Britney Kellogg.
Yes, Britney Kellogg. Well, I can't stop thinking about her.
Cornflakes.
Yeah. So wait, no. This is the chick they started off with, Brittany Zuka, and she sang the Sarah Bareilles song, and she's like, I had a dream that I was like singing with Sarah, and she asked me to come on stage. It was like the best dream of my life, and I woke up, and it wasn't true. And then my mother got me tickets, and they were sold out. I'm like, and we're like, where does Spicy Mirror, and I'm like,
I'm like, true story.
And she goes, is that true, Kath? I said, yes, it is true. It's on TV.
But
it's true.
I was just like, now that was an example of the story being too long. Let's get to the singing.
Well, she actually did get to sing with Sarah Bareilles because she was holding up a sign that said, sing the song. Her. And she's like, oh, okay. Come on up. Come sing with me. Which, she had a good voice. I thought she was cute.
She was
spunky. And I liked it when she came in and she tripped.
Yeah.
I mean.
Made her endearing, yes.
By the way. That is so me. Like that would be.
I'm so clumsy. Like that. I will trip over everything.
I know.
My shoe will come off in the middle of the street.
What?
Probably. I don't know.
It makes you more real. You're more relatable that way.
Yeah.
We've all done that.
So this girl's nickname is Tripster the Hipster.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
I love Tripster. She was dope to me.
Yeah. No, she's gonna.
She's very unique.
And then they made her take off her glasses and took off her hat.
She was on fire.
And of course, Brandy's like, take off those boots, and she's like, oh really? Okay.
The best part about it, the best part about it is like the adrenaline that you feel at that moment and like all the stuff that goes on. Like they basically have like you like this.
You're
and,
setting
like,
yourself
you,
up.
You're gonna do it. You're going to do it.
What happened with you with the sign at the end when you got it?
You're like, man, you know what happened? Like they had us like show the sign, like we're like I was really excited, so I just like wanted to show my sign like so much. Like they didn't put all the stuff that I did, but I was just so excited that I had that gold ticket. Period. Point blank. I just wanted to show the world. I don't know how I wanted to shake it, but I just did what it did.
You were shaking it. That was hilarious.
Did you really write that song for J-Lo?
I really did.
You did?
I really did.
I wasn't sure if that was like a ploy. What happened was a little tricky trick.
No, what happened was I actually But the song Shake Your Money Maker is really crazy. I was with this dude named Malay, and this and we vibe organically. Like I'm a freestyle artist, so like basically what I do is I just go in the booth. I mean, I'll just have like the person just create from scratch, and I'll just be in there and I'll just be vibing with him, and then he'll just be making his beat or whatever, and then all of a sudden I'll just start, you know, just humming or whatever, and then after I hum, the words just start coming out of my mouth. So then I snap into this mode and I'm just like, yo, I need to get in the booth. He's like, yo, I'm not done with the beat yet. Hold on. Nah, bro. I that's just how I needed to, in order for me to do what I need to do. So let me just get in the booth real quick. So I'll go in the booth and I just close my eyes. I have my glasses on. I can't record without glasses.
Yeah,
that character.
I can't. Like, I can't like record sunglasses? Without like sunglasses, like, darkest glasses ever.
He's that guy, the cool guy.
Yeah, I have to have the darkest glasses ever, and all the lights have to be off. Like every last one of the lights. Like I don't even want the engineer computer to be on.
Oh my gosh, you sound Hollywood already.
Like I don't even want it on. Like I'm not even.
Did
it's not even that. It's
just as well.
No, what it is that
candles. Yeah, the room completely dark.
We have your
no,
on the way.
I don't use no. I don't use no candles. I don't want any light because at that time, and this is just to be completely honest, it feels like I'm vulnerable. Like I'm like if you touch me, you know what I mean? Like my whole vibe can be thrown off.
This is
like
another American Idol story coming.
Listen to this. Listen to you, Spicy.
Intro to one of the episodes.
Look, so like
it might be.
Right.
It's crazy because like literally I feel like it's just one of my moments where it's just like, yo, I don't want nobody looking at me because I'm just doing something that's out of my character. So
I think that's cool too. You can kind of envision everything too, whatever's coming, you know, through you at that moment.
And that's exactly
it's
what
like,
I do.
It's like acting.
I put myself in a situation. I'm a situational artist, so I put myself in situations and I just zone out and I just attack. You know what I mean? Like whatever the beat is telling me, I actually learn not to write the song and just say exactly what it's already saying.
Right.
You know
what
I mean? And so then,
feels like it's already written.
Shake Your Money Maker was born.
Yeah. Yo. With so Shake Your Money. So it definitely was. It definitely was. It was born with the lights off.
But Jay, you know that a lot of people can't do that.
I was actually taught.
A lot of people cannot go in there and just, okay, freestyle it and it work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people, like, I'm a songwriter, but I write my lyrics out.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And then sometimes I'll write my lyrics in and out with my guitar. You know what I'm saying? But, like, that right there, that's cool, man.
I learned that from a guy named Rufus Black. He's, like, he's wrote a lot of the hits that a lot of people have heard, from Salt and Pepper to, you know, 50 Cent, Bow Wow and Marmarion and Marcus Houston and all these songs or whatever, basically, Janae and everybody. So I used to be, like, in the studio at Madhouse Studios, just sitting there. He'll be writing a song for me because I was an artist. Like I said on my audition, I was told never, I couldn't, like, don't sing. Like, let me explain that too, by the way, because it sounds kind of crazy, right? All right, I was told I can't write, meaning, like, every time I would write something, that, like, I would try to record it or something, and my manager at the time would be like, that sucks. Like, no, you can't write. Don't write. And then he'll be like, I'll be trying to sing something extra in the booth, like, yeah, like do a whole, like, run and like stuff, add my own feeling to it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, you can't sing. Okay. You know what I mean? So then he was like, sing it exactly the way this is, you know, this is. And I was really in a boot camp, like an artist development boot camp. You know what I mean?
Child.
Because he did Omarion, he did Marcus Houston, he did everybody. So at the end of the day, B2K, Immature. So it's a formula. So he was just really just, you know, on me about it. So Rufus, like, getting back to Rufus Black would just get there in the booth. He would be drunk, and he would just go in the booth, and he would just go crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, like, one time he came out, he was like, he was just in the booth, and he's just like, I don't hide behind my money, I don't hide behind my pain, no matter what goes my way, girl, I'll never change, don't need to ask questions, girl, you already know. And he's like, stop.
Good, we don't have to ask him to sing tonight.
I'm not singing, though. I'm not really singing.
Oh,
I'm just doing
a
melody. That's just a melody.
That's a melody. Where are my sunglasses?
No, that's a melody. But he just did, like, a little tiny kitty melody, and then he turned it into a real R&B song, and he vocal arranged it. It came, it was amazing, and it was in front of my face, and I was just like, I have to learn how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And all I remember is, like, when I bought my own studio, I paid, like, probably, like, about $2,000 just to buy, like, a computer with, like, the speakers and, like, just, like, everything. I just maxed out my credit card, you know what I mean? And I had my daughter on my lap and my mic in my hand. My daughter's right here, and I'm just learning. I don't even know how to use Pro Tools. I'm on YouTube learning how to use Pro Tools, and I'm pressing, like, learning how to use it, and I'm just trying to freestyle. And I did that for, like, at least 3 months, and then finally it just started coming. And then that's when I started freestyle singing, and I haven't picked up a pen ever since.
Maybe you can give some American Idol later.
That's a
Well, can we, like, put a little beat on later, feel, and let him freestyle?
Yeah, I'll sing something for you. I'll sing something for you.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think I sent you guys a record. Oh, nobody, nobody's ever heard it yet.
I think that's so important, though. I mean, coming back from going back to, like, the point, you know, that, you know, it was a formula and that he wanted this way. But that, I mean, you doing it this way now makes it somewhere unique. It's like everything on the radio sounds the same, and then somebody like Adele comes over and just takes over the whole thing. And I like all kinds of music, but something within the pop world, I hate that, you know, everything seems like it's in the same lane.
Yeah.
And then somebody else is going to come around and then just take control. And I think
so. What? What
really
do you?
Cool.
My whole thing is, what is music without emotion?
Exactly.
And what is emotion without you feeling it?
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to write a song, or how are you going to even sing a song that somebody wrote for you if it's not you?
Exactly.
So I always give a piece of me in order to, like, every song is a piece of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to.
That sounds like a tweet.
Yeah.
I feel a tweet coming.
Yeah.
Every song is a piece of me.
This is a very deep
podcast. It is. I know. I like it.
It's
different.
Emotional.
I mean, we have a lot of singers here, so it's very interesting, and I'm sure a lot of other people are interested in this. And we're, you know, because, I mean, a lot of people don't write their own songs out there, you know? And look, they're still, like, amazing artists, but they have to find a piece of themselves and, like, an acting piece in that piece of music.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You have to, if someone's right, okay, well, find your emotion in this song, right?
Make it relatable. Otherwise, it's just, you're just saying the words.
If you really think about it, there's a channel with everything. There's a business with everything as well. I mean, from, you know, a writer out in the field, you know, scrounging and really trying to work as hard as he can to get a placement, writing all these songs, and then finally meeting that specific person to hand that 3-minute and 30-second song that they spent almost like, you know, 7-8 hours of their life really recording, and then a person mixing it who spent about 10 hours on his life mixing it, you know what I mean? And then another person to try to take some hours in order to get it to the right person. And then when they get it to the right person, that person says yes or no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Off of 3 minutes and 30 seconds of something that just really took you probably 30 man hours just to do, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, then finally you're giving it to an artist that has nothing to do with it or doesn't even know what he's going to do or know anything about the song or the history about the song or anything, and they have to pull out the emotion that you had. So how much, it's like if I were to tell you a secret and then you tell her a secret, and
the telephone thing.
how strong will your song be after that? You know what I mean? So what makes a hit? So when you hear All My Single Ladies, how many channels it went through, and then finally it got to her and she actually did it, that's a star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're able to pull that out of that, you know.
Who wrote that? Dream?
Dream wrote All My Single Ladies.
Dream is the man.
And Tricky produced it. Yeah, Tricky is
so
a beast.
Cool.
They're definitely a
Trick. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Research.
Big fan of Dream.
Yeah, actually, I studied him, like, when it comes to his pen. So a lot of people be like, yo, that kind of sounds like the Dream a little bit. No, not really. But he's awesome. Like, I really study him. Like, he's amazing.
So a man wrote that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He wrote a lot. I mean, he wrote Umbrella, right?
Yeah, he wrote Umbrella, too.
Ooh.
I like that one. He wrote so many hits. He's, like, on the top 10, mm-hmm. like, for, like, so long. He was amazing. He's amazing.
Yeah.
What's his number?
Shout out to Dream.
404.
Oh, God. Well, let's get back to Portland. The second yes of the night was Jermaine. And
wow. Oh, man. Jermaine is amazing.
J-Ro knows Jermaine. Y'all, this boy is 6'8".
He's gigantic.
He's 24 years old.
Living with his mother.
And
I'm
he's
sorry.
Saying Luther Vandross.
He had that low tone.
He's
got the low tone.
He's got that church thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shut the front door, shut the church door. You know what I mean? Like the guy.
Yeah, he's definitely dope. I like him. I met him through the internet, so he's cool.
And he's a music teacher too, which, you know, there's a lot of music teachers that seem like they come through the American Idol lane. And for him, he was, you know, luckily he was awesome. Because it's just weird when a music teacher comes in and doesn't make it, then it's kind of like, wait a second, which doesn't happen often. But the fact that he came in and just tore it up.
I think there was.
And he hit it, too.
Yeah, no,
like,
he sang Luther. Like, you just don't do that.
Oh, he's off the chain.
When
his voice is
went
impeccable.
To the bass, and then he went lower?
Yeah.
He kept going lower, and I was like, whoa.
That power, and I mean, even Steven Tyler was like, oh my God, I mean, that was so spiritual for me. You know what I mean? They're not going to lie about that kind of stuff. Yeah. I mean, I looked over at JC, he was like, okay,
no, I didn't.
He was flexing. He was flexing.
Oh, no. He did the Cat Bayless.
Oh, right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was unlike something I've never heard anything like that, man.
No.
Just, he was amazing.
I cannot wait to see him.
Is it unfair for me to think of him as I thought of Ruben Studdard right away?
Me too. Yeah. Same thing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hands down. Yeah, for sure. All right. Now it's time.
You want to talk about Britney.
Spears. I've never in my life, like, even Spicy goes, did she get work done to look like her?
I was wondering that. She was dead on. She even had the babies, like, Britney
in her arms.
Yeah, it was like Halloween. It looked like it was Halloween or something. She's just ready.
She looked like her identical twin.
I would be Britney Spears every year for Halloween and win every contest.
Yeah, she was dope.
Yeah, and she sang You're No Good.
She did a great job at
I
that.
I felt
though.
It.
Like, I was surprised. Because she started off talking about, like, her baby daddy,
before.
Who was a basketball player, who left her for, like, other girls. And I was like, aw. Like,
I'm going to be the bad guy in the group.
You didn't like her?
I think I wrote little yes. Because, okay, the song she... Okay,
okay
song,
I see
she,
you, J-Lo.
She's changed.
Oh, hey.
I got it from Simon Cowell.
Oh, okay, excuse me. J-Lo says it now.
Scalp me.
I don't know, but does Spicy Marty kind of give you the J-Lo vibe a little bit? Does she kind of give you the J-Lo vibe?
Like, I can't say it's worth nothing.
Yeah.
You can't sing worth in that band. But I love J Lo. I love her. So that's the biggest compliment anybody could ever give me.
Ooh, child, okay, you have a best friend now.
Right. There's another spot on the white couch. I mean, I'm just saying, yo, this is crazy. It's two sides.
Oh, wow.
Well, you gotta work your way up here.
Oh, woo.
Okay. I've been here since like 83, and I've never seen anyone work a couch like you have.
Oh, man, thank you.
These girls are like, yeah.
Yo, all the answers are on this pad right here. I swear.
No, but getting back to Britney. Okay, the song she sang, that was personable. That was from her. That was her history. You know, the experience she had with baby daddy.
She was serious.
But have her sing something else. Let's see if she's as strong singing.
True.
A different genre. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm concerned about. Because I thought she was good, but there's so many other people like Jermaine. Okay. Jermaine's
off the chain.
So you didn't think her voice was like phenomenal.
Well, right, it was good. I want great.
There wasn't that unique, let me put my spice on it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Right? No pun intended.
Was that the snake? I like the M-I cricket letter,
You better believe it. You never seen a snake. I've never seen cat.
Okay. Or a cat. I love that cat.
Or a kick.
Okay.
You're coming back, sweetheart. You're coming back.
Definitely. I'm happy to.
I'm going to write one of my jingles, and you're going to have to sing with me.
Okay.
I think that, you know, X Factor has put another bar, risen the bar, now for American Idol, because X Factor had all these kids that were singing their own original songs, and they had their own licks and things like that. And I think American Idol, like you, you're going to bring the goods.
Yeah.
J-Ro, because you do your own stuff, you know? A lot of these people, I don't believe that they do their own stuff. They know how to sing everyone else.
Mm-hmm. And they haven't trained themselves. I feel like they haven't taken it as seriously as someone like J-Ro, who's actually, like, been in the studio, gotten lessons, and actually vocal training in order to prepare even for the competition.
Right.
They just kind of show up, because Mom told me I could sing.
Well, okay, let's look at Scotty McCreery, who won last year.
Right.
All right? Maybe lock the door and turn the lights down low. Okay, I'm sorry. That was funny, but like, he actually won. He won American Idol, and all they did was make fun of him with that song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the kid, I feel like, I don't know if you feel this way, but every year there's a genre that wins, and they're gearing towards that genre. Like they did with with X Factor, they wanted young, and younger. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't think we can actually put a pinpoint on it this year because we don't really know because we got to get down to 24 early. Or whatever.
You know, everybody has been trying to figure this out, and that's what I love about American Idol. It's so spontaneous, and there's so many different things that are happening with it that you just don't know. Like, you don't know.
You have no idea what they want.
You don't know.
You don't have inside scoop for us.
But none of y'all were with me last year. Oh, my God, this is all the holy crew. No, but last year I said it's going to be a 15-year-old. I swear to God. I know it's going to be a 15-year-old. And it was. I called it.
Phil, you got to find that for us, man.
So many people.
Phil, tell them I did.
She did.
Really? I called it every single week. And then one time I listened to somebody, because we'd always give our predictions, you know, and I listened to somebody over there on the other side of the table. And they were like, and I said, I'm going to go with that. And then that was the week I was wrong. So always go with your gut, y'all.
I think they're looking for a new R&B singer.
Yeah.
That's what I'm calling it. I think R&B.
Too.
I think it's going to be R&B.
Me too.
Okay, that's my AfterBuzz prediction.
I definitely would hope so.
Speaking of R&B-ish X, is our Liberia man.
Oh, Romeo.
He sang Bob Marley. And
oh, wow.
He sounded good.
I was impressed.
I loved it.
I wanted some jerk chicken.
Oh,
I put it on a swimsuit.
Are y'all doing an S over here?
Mark, the show is getting better.
How can you guys take this? I wouldn't be able to take this all the time.
I love my life. I really do.
I would too.
But Kat, you wanted to like grind to the beat, right?
I wanted to grind the beat. I wanted to be in my bikini with a margarita and shaking my booty. You know
that sounds like a tease to a feature show, Kat. Thank you for bringing that out.
But he said he was singing for his life, so I think that he went over the judges as well. Yeah.
And we've never heard anything like that on American Idol that I can remember.
Thank you.
You know?
No, you're welcome. His father was like,
I think J-Lo did say that. I think she said that. She was like, I don't think we're going to see this again.
Yeah, his father was like something like, he did something like amazing. Like I think he was a part of the army or something? Like or something.
Oh, refugee camp.
He was a refugee camp.
From the age of 5 to
2001. So we don't even know how old he is. How old is he?
Yeah. 22.
Bam.
He's 22. Okay, wow.
Communications major.
Yeah, but the funniest part about his audition was when they went outside and his brother or something was out there and it was Ryan Seacrest like, "So who are you?"
You know, Ryan, wait, was that his family that did that?
I think so.
No, his bodyguards. Like, that was like, boys.
Okay. I want bodyguards for friends. Yeah. I mean, that is awesome.
For sure.
I believe if you think back, you'll remember offering me a big opportunity.
That's Ryan.
Definitely.
He was like, Ryan, Ryan was like, okay.
Yeah, that's funny.
You don't know who I am? And you don't know me?
Yeah, he's like,
but you don't know
put
me?
Him in his place.
He was happy.
But in addition to Romeo, who American else moved me? Naomi. I'm sorry, I was moved by Naomi. Mm-hmm. She was one of my favorites
Steven
of
Tyler.
The night.
She sang Steven Tyler, right?
She did. Yeah. She sang Crying.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me, like, she did a great job. I was blown away because I didn't expect that from her. She's like this little, you know, skinny girl, and she looked like Brandy kind of to me. But her story made me like her even more. The fact that her boyfriend.
No, you think you know you.
I'm talking about Naomi.
Who am I talking about?
Jessica.
Naomi did Crying. She was the one that had very open vocals.
She was belting out
those
big notes.
No, but the one who won me over was Jessica then. Okay.
I
like Naomi, but Jessica's
wait on Jessica.
Yeah, we got to say that.
I jumped ahead. I do like Naomi, though.
It's okay. No, Naomi's great. But for me, and this is American Idol. It's called The Whole Package. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I still look at it as like, you know, I do. And like when I saw that girl at first, I was like, you know. Bless her heart, you know. She, but once they make you up, you know. I just didn't.
You kept saying that.
I just didn't feel like
makeup and hair did.
Yeah. Like she'll look better when she gets it all done, you know.
Mm-hmm. So she didn't have the look, but she had the sound.
Well, first of all, neither did what's her face, Melanie Amaro, who won X Factor.
Oh yeah.
Hello, makeover change. Did you watch X Factor? This girl.
No, I missed that one.
Oh no.
They did a whole makeover.
She looks horrible, and then all of a sudden it's like she looked like a superstar.
But I think so they did that with Clay Aiken. Yeah. They did that with Kelly as well. Like I feel like they do that with everybody. They give them a mini makeover.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, especially nowadays.
Coming from wherever you come from, and then going into the limelight, you have to grow. So I think
Melanie's was.
No, life changing.
Whoa, like she's doing a Super Bowl commercial this Sunday, so watch that, the Pepsi commercial with her. She looks like Mariah Carey now.
That's who she reminds me of. Yeah.
I gotta check her out.
Yeah, you do. You have to go online and see her before and after pictures. But our next person is Babyface.
Gerber baby.
This is another no, but y'all come on. Babyface.
Ben Harrison was his name.
Yeah. I mean, I really thought he was going to actually be able to sing.
That was a waste of airtime.
It seemed like they were setting us up like that.
Why did they even show us him?
He was memorable, but
he had like the Superman curl going on. Wow. He was a Gerber
that
baby.
That was a face. If I've never seen a face, I was like, oh my God. I know I have a baby face, but my God.
I've never seen anybody sing all of falsetto for the whole song. if that's what it was.
Do you think he came to sing? Or do you think he just came to...
I think it seemed like he was let down at the end of it, but I hope not.
I didn't believe that.
He walked away with a smile and a kick and a turn. Let's go get pizza. Let's go get a drink.
Yeah, no, because I have to...
I was on kisses. TV.
He was blowing kisses at him.
Yeah, like these guys that maybe don't want to sing. Maybe they just want to... Maybe they're
some
actors.
Shine time,
some shine time.
Thank
you.
Shine time.
Yeah.
I think some people will try to be bad in order to get on,
right?
So that they can be like the comic relief because they know they're going to have like an entertainment artist on there that we're going to make.
They had a guy that got pretty far, like I think it was 2 years ago, who's very
Sanjaya.
No, well, him. You know, he ended up being funny throughout the whole. You know, he got in. He got past Hollywood Week somehow. I forget his name.
Oh my God!
South Carolina, very.
Is South Carolina boy?
He was amazing. Yes. Not last year, the year
his before. His voice was good though. It wasn't American Idol.
But he was entertainment. But, yeah. He was entertainment.
It kept him alive.
So what is American Idol status?
American Idol status is.
Why don't you tell us?
I personally don't know. I mean, personally, I would like to see different. I would like to see a superstar, real superstar, come from an American Idol. Not to say that anybody isn't superstars.
I think there's two superstars.
Carrie Underwood for sure.
Kelly Clarkson, first and foremost, is a superstar. I mean,
definitely.
Yeah,
I would like to see. I'm talking about this year. I would like to see a great superstar. I want to see somebody come. I want to be the superstar.
This is American Idol.
We have got the new American Idol of season 11.
Jennifer Hudson.
What about Jennifer Hudson?
Well, she didn't win.
She didn't win, but she came from the show and won an award for her film in Dreamgirls.
Yeah, she's done better than a lot of the people that have won the show.
She's become a star and didn't even win.
Patrol.
Can we just say Catherine McPhee is in the new smash hit No, I mean, and she was runner-up, and look at her. She has a new series. What do I have to say to that? I hate her.
I hate her.
Look, I don't hate anybody. I can say it, because I'm Southern. I can say anything I want.
That's so funny. Away with more.
No, but okay, talking about superstars, I'm still smarting over him from week one. Philip Phillips, the guy who played Thriller with the guitar. And I don't know if you saw him or anything, like, interacted with him, but that guy was amazing. Philip Phillips, and there's a guy who looks like the guy from Superbad, Jonah Hill.
Okay.
But he sounds like, it's like if Jonah Hill and Usher had a baby.
That would be
like,
oh, yeah.
See?
I know who you're talking about. He's actually really dope.
He's amazing.
I like him.
He shows up like his Abercrombie and Fitch.
He's
He
has a little
frat boy.
Like something with his hair.
He's Jufro.
So that's your Jufro. That's what you think is going to go pretty far.
He's pretty dope.
Because he's surprising. Because everyone, Twitter like blew up when he started singing. Because they're like, "Oh, I didn't think that was going to happen." And he's
a surprise factor. Yeah, that helps.
Yes, he did.
I like his voice a lot. And there's another little kid too that sings really good. The little
Mr. Steal Your Girlfriend.
I was watching the show and I liked it.
JC, you never know the names better than the actual contestant who was on there. JC knows like everybody. Like yeah.
He knows the nicknames.
Sorry. Yeah, but who are we interviewing in? I forgot his name.
Wow.
I forgot his name.
Jay-Z.
This is my last night at After
Buzz. Speaking of favorites tonight, I think Miss Spicy has a favorite. Oh, now we're going to talk about
Now I can talk about Jessica. Yes. Okay. Yes. That's the one I thought was... You know what? I'm sorry. This is a ethnic... I thought that Jessica was really Naomi because of the name. That's a shame. Yes, but the white girl was Naomi and the black girl was Jessica.
Oh,
okay. Spicy fumble. I'm sorry.
A spicy fumble.
Yes, but Jessica is the one that I thought looked like Brandy. I thought that she, if she gets made up, she'll be cute.
Yeah.
And
sure.
Her story was endearing because her boyfriend had a stroke and she winds up taking care of him. So this is kind of something that she's doing, pursuing her dreams, and he's being supportive and she wants to be able to take care of him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
that
nice.
Touched me over. So it made me like her even more when I heard her sing.
Definitely.
No, I thought she had an amazing voice, but also I feel like that sympathy vote, too. Yeah. She got the sympathy vote.
Oh, dang.
But
am
she
I
can
giving
take
her
it.
The sympathy vote? Is that what I'm doing?
No.
That's okay with this one. She was good enough to get the sympathy vote because, I mean, I think the story was really good, but she was good enough to.
Of course she was. Mm. But do you think that if, you know, she didn't have all that other stuff happen, I mean, there's a lot of people like that I go, But I really did think she was amazing. I really did. But then again, like, it saved her for last.
He's contorting on the couch.
I personally liked her swag. She was swagged out. She was hitting it. She was in there.
Yeah, she was. She was.
I mean, you have to really understand, like, you're on camera. You're on camera. You have the pressure. You're thousands. I mean, over a million applicants. Over 280,000 people competing against, you know, it's over. It's like, it's so insane that the pressure on you is just.
Yeah.
So for you to get up there in front of a person that you really love, a person that you really look up to, and Steven Tyler and Randy Jackson, like these big people, it's like for you to get up there and just like rock it, like. Yeah. I think she swagged it out. So,
speaking of nerves, Jaira, what were you going through when you went out there?
Oh man,
I want to know. Do you first of all, do you get butterflies? Because
it's very natural for you to get butterflies. If you don't ever get butterflies, I believe that you're not cut for this.
No. I mean, look. I mean, we get butterflies sometimes before we get on stage here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
But I mean.
We were really nervous to interview you.
Oh my God.
We were shaking.
We were
like, oh my God,
Jerry's
going
to be down here. But do you feel like when you go on stage, do they just go away? Like once you start singing, it's just.
All right, this is what it is.
Okay, tell us.
Okay. Getting there and then seeing, like taking the drive all the way to San Diego from. Hollywood from Long Beach was like insane. First off, it's like
were you by yourself?
No, I was with my friend, my homegirl, Diana. So when I was there,
shout out to Diana,
right?
Shout out to Diana. What's up, my nigga? I was
like, so, Eric, he can say
sorry, I forgot. You get a pass today. So don't do it on camera, please.
Don't.
I promise you, the pass only lasts for right now. As soon as you step outside the door, just go.
It's
a wrap. So, okay, so basically, what happens is I was driving, and the night before, I just couldn't sleep at all because I'm just like, yo, I got to get up at 3 in the morning.
What time are you there? What time are you there?
That's I was super there early. At like 7.
Did people spend the night?
Like
in tents and
people
in
spent the night.
I've camped out before.
Yeah.
Like I camped out like on like in front of the place and like 3 a.m. in the morning to audition with my ex-boyfriend.
But they won't let you like camp out anymore. Like you can't camp out anymore.
Oh, really? See, we brought chairs. People had like hot dogs. We were like barbecuing out there.
Yeah, they don't let you camp out anymore because a lot of people are getting sick and you know it's a big liability for them. So at the end of the day, you can't just be camping out on their time. So, you know, I got there 7 o'clock prompt and I definitely, my butterflies were just going crazy. Like I was changing while I was in the car. Like when I saw the big old ship, I was just like putting on my clothes and everything. I'm like, okay, cool. I got my hot chocolate. My stomach is bubbling. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing here? Like, what are you kidding me? Am I really doing this right now?
Okay. Were you practicing your song in the car?
No.
And like, okay.
No, you were just like, okay.
He was locked in. Yeah.
Because I already practiced it before.
But do you do warm ups too?
Yes, I do. I'm a vocal coach. So
You're a vocal coach?
Yes.
What else do you do?
I do so much. There's so much to tap into.
You teach surfing?
Oh, yeah, on the weekends.
There should be a school for, like, if you want to be an American Idol contestant. Like, there's the American Idol training school, and you should teach it. Like, how to get on American Idol.
I'm so with it.
People would pay for that.
Yeah.
I
would have to host. I would do my own American Idol auditions, and the elite people go to the American Idol auditions.
That would be cute.
All right. So, what happened when you were in front of the three? How did you feel?
Are we skipping that already? Are we skipping the go-to part to butterflies?
I'm dying
you
want to
just
know.
Go there?
Yes.
No. Okay. I want butterflies. That's what I asked. I want to know about butterflies.
Okay. So, getting there, you know, walking past this gigantic ship is just crazy. Like you just see this big old ship, and that like you really they have like a tour. It's like a tourist attraction now, so you can go in there. They had it blocked off to where like people couldn't go anymore. Like you know, So from there, you know, we're just sitting there, and then like there's like cameras everywhere, and you're just like, what did I get myself into? You know, you're like, am I really here? Like, what the heck is really going on? You know, so. I went there, and my homegirl's like, yo, you're going to get this. I'm like, yo, I got to get it. I'm just sitting there like, okay, cool. So at this moment, this is when I started practicing. You know what I mean? Again, because I practiced the night before.
Let me hear a little tidbit.
A little tidbit?
Just a little sample. We don't have that much time left, so I just want a little snippet.
My heart, I know it sounds crazy, and I know in my heart that you're the one. 'Cause if Mary had a little lamb, and Frosty's made of snow, and if over the rainbows, bluebirds fly, then no, so can you and I.
Thank you.
We're going Hollywood.
Oh yeah, four yeses. I get to get on the couch. Thank you. Oh yes.
J-Lo, please teach me that.
Oh man, I got you.
You have to go to the American Idol school for that.
There we go.
I couldn't stand anymore. I had to go get that man a big old.
Oh, I needed that. I needed that. I definitely needed that. But then from there, you know, we got a chance to get on top of, actually on top of the
carrier.
The carrier. It was planes everywhere, and then like different setups where you take interviews and stuff like that. And then from there, we did that, and then you know, we go inside the actual boat, and the pressure that was in there from seeing people coming out was just like. It was insane. Like, you see people coming out with, like, the people who you thought were going to go. You never heard them sing, but you just felt the vibe, and you already connected with these people.
Yeah.
It was just, like, you seen them coming out crying, and the camera, like, in their face, like, following them backwards. Like, oh, it was just insane.
Wow, yeah.
So, like, the whole time I was just, like, doing, like, tactics to people. Like, people were sitting next to me and stuff, and I was just standing, like, standing up, and I'm just like, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, girl, I know this might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order for step into you this way. And they're looking at me like, they're looking at me like, they're looking at me like, if he don't shut up. And I'm just like, I've been watching you for a while, and I just gotta, and I'm just enjoying myself, like, my vibe, and you already know, like, just from you guys sitting with me right now, you feel my energy. So my energy is throwing them off. You know? So I'm like, this is a competition, I'm gonna get them. I'm competing. I am competing right now. At this moment, I am competing.
I remember you on the show doing that. You were like bouncing off the screen. It was amazing.
So like, even behind, like, I'm eating my Ricola, I'm drinking my water, my voice is getting dry, it's mental. It's all mental. So your voice is getting dry because you're mentally thinking my voice isn't right. You know what I mean? That's why today, like, I understood what that dude was saying when he's like, yo, I'm feeling a little sick.
Oh, Flemboy.
That was
Flemboy.
That was Ben. That was the one that had, like, Fleming coughing going on.
Yes.
He was the one that was sick, and he was trying to blame it on his voice.
Yeah. So, like, the tension was just, like, your hair is just literally standing up. You know?
Is that the way you're standing up?
So, forwarding to you, I was doing that because that was, like, my defense mechanism because my stomach was going just like, my chest was just out of this world. Like, I just felt like it really getting tight, and I was just like, in my head, I was just like, I don't want to forget my words because that's the worst thing you could do.
Ever.
You know what I mean? And I don't want to do that. You know, just there's certain things. So I'm like, okay, cool. Boom. So finally, they call my name, and they're just like, I'm standing right there, and they're just like, stand right here. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then the cameras are like, all right, now's your turn. So I see the other person come down, and I'm just like, oh, my God. So I'm hoping the vibe gets better. So as the time is going by, the vibe is getting better because people are getting yeses. I'm like, okay, cool. Okay. So I'm going up. I go up there, and up to your question, singing in front of everybody. It was the most amazing experience, like, just to see the stage and how it really looked in real life, and just the cameras right here, and Randy sitting right here, J-Lo in the middle, and Steve right here. Just like, I'm just like, now it's more of, I'm excited to be here, I'm about to attack. It's no time for playing, like, because now this is my time.
Okay, so did you plan, and I know you probably didn't because I know you, like, I think I do right now. Did you plan kind of what you were going to say? Because you want to go in there and make a difference, right? You want to say, I'm different from all these other freaking 300,000 people. You know what I'm saying? So were you like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be myself. Or was it all spontaneous what you did when you went in there?
All spontaneous.
I love it.
Awesome. It's just kind of like how I do in the booth. Like, I just basically just, whatever you throw at me, that's what I'm going to give you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So
I
fed off their energy. That's why I walked in there to set the tone. Like, yo, what's up, y'all? How you doing? Because I wanted to throw them off so that they wouldn't throw me off.
Right. That's,
I remember you did
back.
That.
My energy, the same energy that I had inside the boat before I got up to them, I try to bring up there so that I can make sure that I'm in there for the camera, because this is a TV show. I'm in there for the camera. I'm giving the world, as the people, what I want them to see of me. And I'm also giving the, I'm also selling my, because you're selling yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm selling myself and my brand as J.Roy Gibson to the judges. So at that moment, that was my time to channel all my energy that I have and put it in a ball and just set it right here and just release it carefully and precision, like with precision. That's what I wanted to do. So I took all my energy that I had and I just basically gave it to them one by one. And when I saw somebody locking eyes and I saw that Randy wanted me to give it to J-Lo and Steven was like, yo, give it to J-Lo, when I saw the body language, when I read it while I was singing, I just gave it directly to her and I won her over. Mm-hmm. And that's when I did that. At that moment, it was the best feeling in my life because I saw her. I knew I can control, like, because everything, you have to control your crowd. If you're a star, you have to control your crowd. So I have to be able to, if I want to, make sure that your attention is directed on me,
right,
and make sure that you're looking at me.
I
you're
am.
Looking at me.
How can I not?
It's working. Whatever you're doing, it's working for you.
So I'm like this. Hold on.
Well, unfortunately, we have to stop you right now because we do have to go to predictions.
Okay.
But I cannot tell you how how excited we are to have you on the show today, and to
have you guys having me here.
In the next couple of shows, we're gonna have to have you back. Will you come back?
I definitely will. I'm excited.
Good. Yay!
There we go.
You have to come back with more Music Soul Chowders. JC's not gonna let you.
Oh, okay.
I'm out.
So can we go on to first of all, next week is St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, but tonight, out of everybody that we saw tonight in the in Portland, who do we think's gonna go very far?
Oh, wow.
I think we have to see Jermaine Jones.
Jermaine, okay.
The man
okay.
himself. Jermaine. I think he was
Jermaine.
He was unique.
Your
was
After Buzz TV predictions.
Woo-wee!
Okay, my vote's for Jessica. Hosting?
What?
Oh my goodness.
Two minutes.
Are we in trouble?
Nah.
No. Please.
We love you, Phil.
I'm just merely calling out the fact that Kat came in here and she's like, format, schmormat, we're doing it my way today. Kat figured to build me a catwalk. I don't care about no format this
she
week.
I run this show.
Oh, okay,
I'm teasing. Okay, now we're really on to predictions now because Phil gave us the music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your guys say Jermaine.
Jermaine.
My vote's on Jessica.
Awesome. Jessica?
Yeah.
I think Jessica and Jermaine.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I do.
Pick two.
I can't predict. I never said one.
Predictions.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm gonna have to agree with you on that. Ooh. Jessica and Jermaine. Definitely. I love them both. I love them from the stories that I watched today.
Yeah, so yeah.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
I think you just gave something away.
No, not at all. I just
said right. His contract says he cannot.
I don't even know what y'all are talking about. I just said that I believe that they should go far. That they would go far.
He thinks that they should.
That they would go far. This is what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, of course. From what we saw tonight on the
what we saw
show,
today.
If it was J-Ra Idol, yeah. There we go.
That's it.
I believe that they would go far from tonight.
I believe in you.
Okay, we get a little sample, too.
Oh, no.
Remix.
Next week, we're coming with a song, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll the recap. The recap song. Or the next. I want to get it when you're here, too. So
okay.
We'll get something fun and spicy.
Okay.
practice my vocal training,
y'all. What a fun show tonight! What a great guest Jara gets in, and then we've got Mark and JC and Spicy and Kat and Phil in the booth. We have all these people here to visit us. We got JP and Sarah and who else was
and
it?
Stephanie.
And Stephanie. I mean. Thank you for being such a great audience tonight in the sound booth. We love all of you. And thanks to Kevin Undergaro and Maria for making this all possible. We love everybody.
Definitely.
And please tune in next week for the St. Louis recap. And
if you want to find Jaira, they can find you where?
Oh, yeah. They can find me on Twitter at Jaira Gibson. J-A-Y-R-A-H Gibson. G-I-B-S-O-N.
Nice.
Good. Well, y'all sleep tight now. You hear?
You hear?
AfterBuzz TV.
See you next week.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.